Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, Kiri. It's Naomi. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Naomi. And yourself?
Good, thank you.
I have to ask, what was in the bag? Like, I know it's a cricket, but what was the gun?
The cricket was found in the hay. I know if you guys had to dispose of it correctly because of the rat, the mouse issue. I don't know if you guys had to, like...
Yeah, I just said it, and I'm like... And then I finally looked at it, and I'm like, okay. And then I was waiting for you to come back, and I was like, maybe she's not coming back. And I'm like, no, you know what this is? And she goes, nope. I had a feeling after we thought about it what that could have been.
Yeah, moving Max and Cage in the hay, and I'm like, do you need to dispose of that correctly, or can I just chuck it?
Well, I did just put it in our freezer, but yes, no, thank you, I did.
Okay, cool. Okay, because I just went, because of what happened in the past, I thought about it and went, oh, should I?
Fair enough. No, definitely. No, I've done that. But thank you. Thank you. Okay. Now,
I've got
did you get a call? Okay, yeah.
No. I haven't got a call, so I just wanted to know what good time to come down to get the man today.
Okay, let me just pop you on hold, Naomi. I'll just go find out. Won't be a minute.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you going?
Yeah, good. It was fractured right at the gum line, so I've taken that tooth right back to the gum. So he will be a bit painful there, and I think tramadol would be a good idea. Let's just see how he goes on flagyl. If he is soft poos and stuff, you don't have any of the digestive support chews, do you? Because I was talking to someone about those this morning.
No, I've only got the arthritis one and the vitamin C.
Can
you get ones that are good for their stomach, like not an antibiotic, a probiotic?
Well, yeah, that's the digestive support ones is what they're called. We don't have any, and I'm not sure if it's viable for you to just get that online. So if you want...
I'd have to have a look. What are they called?
They're just called digestive support.
Digestive support. Okay. All right, I can have a look at that. That's no problem. Right. So I should just stick with point one of tramadol on the syringe.
You've got the 50 milligram per mil at home, don't you?
Yes.
Is that the one you picked up? So it'll be 0.05.
0.05?
Yeah, because you've got 0.1 on the dose there, have you?
Yep.
Yeah, I want him to have 0.05 so he doesn't become a space cadet.
Okay, so halve it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. Twice a day or three times?
Twice to three times a day, depending on him.
Painful.
Yeah, depending on him. If you feel he needs more, give him more, you know.
Yep. Not a problem at all. I can do that.
You write with treatments at home. You don't want a treatment chart?
Oh, no, I have a treatment chart and it lives in my photocopier. And all I do is run it through my photocopier.
So he's going to be on flagyl quarter of a mil twice a day, and he's going to be on meloxicam 0.2 of a mil twice a day. If his gut...
Oh, meloxicam as well.
Well, his gut, how's it going? Like, do you want to try him on oral meloxicam? Because I've given him an injection today. I just think every other time he's got gut upset, hasn't he, on meloxicam?
Yeah, he does after a few days, correct.
All right, just do it on... Just do tramadol.
Okay.
It's just that meloxicam's so much better if he's got so much inflammation in the gum, that's all. So.
Yeah, that's right. It helps with stuff. How about if we do, like, maybe... Can we do it like once a day for the meloxicam? Is that might help, or do you think that we need to definitely do it twice?
No, I think it will still make a good difference. You know, let's just see how it goes.
Yeah, okay, we can do that. How long do you think?
0.2 of a mil once a day.
0.2, one, hang on, I'm writing this down, one a day. Now with the flagyl, can I do the meloxicam and the flagyl at the same time?
Meloxicam and flagyl is fine at the same time.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Then I'll space out the tramadol.
Yep. Yep.
Perfect.
Just 6 hourly, you know, is the minimum amount of time between doses.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Yep. No problem at all. Poor little chap.
I know.
Hopefully he feels a little bit better shortly.
Yeah, that's right.
We knew that tube wouldn't last. It could break.
Yeah. True.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, now is there a good time to come and collect him when it's not so hectic this afternoon?
God.
Or?
There isn't one. No. No good answer. Anytime from now.
Okay, well, I'll come in about half an hour or so and pick him up. That isn't. So I just finish what I'm doing, so I'm not no rush or anything like that. That'll be perfect.
Yeah.
All right, thanks so much.
No worries.
I'll see you guys shortly then.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Great, that'll be wonderful. I'll see you soon.
Thank
you.
Bye.